أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've been looking at the first section of his life, which is birth to 40, which we've categorized as learning when we relate it to ourselves, but we started off at looking at the significant incidents in his life. We now come to one of the most positive influences in his life, somebody who was to be his soulmate, somebody he adored. For all the years he was married to her, he never, in the society where there was marriages to many women was prevalent, but he never married anybody else whilst Khadija was alive. So this is the marriage to Khadija. Khadija is related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Kusi. See, the Prophet is the son of Abdullah, son of Muttalib, who was the son of Hashim, who was the son of Abd Manaf, the son of Kusi. Khadija is the daughter of Khuwaylid, son of Asad, son of Abdul Azza, son of Kusi. So somewhere along the line, they are distant cousins. She was an astute businesswoman and philanthropist. She was titled Amiratul Quraysh, the princess of Quraysh, and At-Tahira, the pure one, in a society which is predominantly a chauvinistic society, a male chauvinistic society. Now, when she heard of the reputation of honesty and integrity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she asked her manager, whose name was Maysara, to offer him twice the commission to trade on her behalf on a trade caravan to Syria. Now remember, there's a lot of skills required for this that she needed her manager to have. The skills were the person need to know desert travel, would be good at people management, the negotiating skills would be good, and that person needed to be trustworthy. Well, on his first probationary trip, Maysara returns to tell Sayyida Khadija that Muhammad came back with glowing references and that his trading skills were excellent. And she decided to hire him. It encouraged her to employ him on the winter trade caravan to Yemen and to keep him. But she liked him, and she was convinced after that trip that this was the man she wished to marry. Through her friend Nufaysa or Nafisa, she proposes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I love the story of proposal. It is said that Nafisa goes up to find the Prophet, and where does she go? She goes to the Kaaba. And when she sees him, she says, "Young man, why aren't you married yet? You're 25. And he says, "I do not have the means to get married." And she says, "I have the perfect person for you." And she mentions the name of Khadija. And the Prophet says, "Khadija, to marry me?" And she says, "Yes." And the proposal is arranged, right? It's taken to Safiya, who is the sister of Abu Talib. So this proposal is taken. The proposal is accepted. Abu Talib gives the Prophet the staff and the cloak of Abdul Muttalib. He places a black amama on his head and he gives him a ring of green agate. And this is why you find that those from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will wear a black amama on their heads. Abu Talib and Khadija's cousin Waraka ibn Nawfal deliver the marriage sermons, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moves from his uncle Abu Talib's house to go with his wife Khadija. The mahar was 400 gold coins. It was an awesome marriage, a marriage that actually broke some Arab customs. You see, the Arabs used to say that when you get married, you got to make sure that the men are greater in wealth and height, and a woman has to be either equal in wealth or lower. She's got to be lower in age and descent, but she must be better in her looks. Well, the Prophet married someone who had more wealth than he had. She was a little bit older than him, 25, just a little bit older, 25 or 28. Better in looks, debatable. Maybe they were both the same, but definitely an awesome-looking Prophet. The marriage was a very happy one, and we're told that he found his soulmate here. And Khadija retired from trading to concentrate on her relationship, on her life with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was extremely happy. At the age of 30, when he's 30, another awesome thing happens. His uncle Abu Talib and Fatima bint Asad, who raised him, gave birth to Ali alayhi salam in the precincts of the Kaaba. And when Ali alayhi salam opens his eyes, the first person he sees is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he literally grows up in the shadow of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He himself said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fed me knowledge as a bird feeds its young. Absolutely awesome. And therefore we recognize him as the most perfect student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do the ittiba', who follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.